Welcome to episode 14 of the Reading Coves podcast. If you're a book lover who may be interested in joining our online book club, please visit our website at thereadingcove.com. For February 2012, we're discussing Doc by Mary Doria Russell. So hi, this is Millennia and I'm in Florida.
This is Monica from Nebraska.
And we are gathered here today to talk about Doc by Mary Doria Russell. It's the Cove's 135th pick, and it was chosen by Roberta, who isn't here today, and we miss her. But yeah, so we're here to discuss Doc. So what were your thoughts on it, Monica?
Well, there are times that I liked the book. There are other times I didn't. At first, it seemed really textbooky, the first part. And then it kind of got into the story, and then it kind of, I felt like instead of being in the story, I was watching it from a really fogged over window.
Wow, that's an excellent description.
Part of, you know, like there was a point where Doc was fighting with Kate when Wyatt Earp showed up, but you didn't know why or really what it was about or what happened. Just heard him yelling at her about something about, she must have said something about his mom. But yeah. It's like I didn't get a sense of anything. I got parts of senses from a whole bunch of different things, but not, I didn't feel like I got a complete story.
And like it was coherent, wasn't it?
Right. And it kind of bounced back. I mean, all of a sudden she said, 3 years after the shootout at the OK Corral, and talked about it and then went back. And I'm like, what? Where is this story going?
Well, I read the first, I would say, 150 to 200 pages, somewhere there. I read it straight through. And I just got so bored. You know when I really lost interest? When it went to Wyatt Earp's part. His part just completely bored me. I was so not interested in anything that he was talking about. Like, after he talked about getting the horse. And, you know, he saw the horse being mistreated, and then he got the horse, and then it went off into his life and his where he was going and how he became the sheriff. And I just completely was snoozing. And so that's when I just decided, okay, I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it through through this book. But in the beginning, I was interested in Doc's life because, it was interesting to start with, you know, how his mom loved him and how they fixed his birth defect and... She raised him and they, you know, she had the tuberculosis and then he ended up having it too. And, you know, him having to move to, try to breathe better and stuff like that to better climates. So I was, you know, following it along and I was interested, but then it just, I saw it was jumping to Wyatt Earp and then it was going to others, just not making any sense. And then the part with the boy who was burned, I forget his name now.
Johnny or Jimmy or
something.
Yeah.
That was interesting. And I was, you know, feeling like, okay, I'll follow along just to at least find out where that's going. But then it seemed like they would just mention it. Yeah. And then it wasn't like part of the story unfolding. I don't know because I skimmed through to the end. But I
never
heard
any more
about it. And
then I got
sick
of hearing
about it.
I was like, you're not telling me anything new. You keep... repeating the same thing about this guy.
Yeah, and it's like, okay, are we... I know Doc was very upset about it, you know, because he liked him and he was upset that no one cared because he was, you know, a person of color and mixed race. And, but then where did it go? It went off into a whole bunch of other stuff and it didn't seem like the story made any more of that issue or that happening than that. I don't know if I'm wrong about that.
Yeah, no, it's like nothing made sense. It all kind of jumped around. You know, one minute you're talking about Doc, then you're talking about Wyatt Earp, and then you're talking about Kate. And it's like, it just goes everywhere. And it just, to me, nothing kind of brought it all together. It's just kind of, I kept going, pulled in all these different directions and really did get a sense of anything.
Yeah. That's the impression I was getting too. However, there are, you know, members in the group who have enjoyed it. I can't remember who right now off the top of my head, but like, I think Joyce and Catherine and, I think Cheryl said she was enjoying it. I know there are some others who couldn't get through it. Like Robin said she was enjoying it, but Nancy wasn't enjoying it much. So it's kind of mixed. It's a mixed reaction from everyone. But yeah, I don't know what I think. I really think this is a thought I had. Since this is, you know, Doc is such a popular person, I think this story was kind of, it seems like it was written for fans of his, or people who are familiar with that story.
Yeah, that
with his
could
life.
Be because I'm not, so.
Yeah, me neither. People who are already familiar with the legends of Doc Holliday and, you know, Wyatt Earp and Kate, because I didn't really like Kate. And their relationship just, yeah, I didn't feel like, you know, it's supposed to be this legendary relationship or whatever. And I just didn't like her, so I guess that's why I wasn't really interested. I wish he would have fallen for somebody else, to be honest.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of annoying there.
I didn't like her at all. And I got tired of the boozing and the gambling and the, you know, all that just got really old for me. And there was no story. I remember Joyce saying that, you know, she liked the writing style, but there was no story. There was no hook. There was no, you know, any narrative that really got your attention. And yeah, I agree with that, because I was waiting for it to continue at least with the plot point of this, what happened to this kid.
Right.
And it's like, okay, it just goes off into all this other stuff. They're gambling, they're drinking, there's whoring, you know, and shooting and, you know, all this stuff, traveling from Kansas back to Texas. And it's just, yeah, it didn't really go anywhere for me.
And I think it might be different if I knew the story better of Doc Holliday and Wyatt Earp. I've yet to watch Tombstone. It's one of those I always wanted to get to, never did. And I'm like thinking, well, what exactly happened? You know, I don't know. You're not really saying what happened. And so it's more like a guidebook to Wyatt Earp fans or
I think so.
Something.
And good you mentioned Tombstone, the movie, because Ardeth posted that she had an issue with the fact that a lot of the dialogue that Doc had in the book was straight from the movie Tombstone. So, yeah, I can see where that would be an issue.
Yeah.
It's not very original, Miss Russell, you know. But yeah, I haven't seen the movie, so I can't really comment on that. But I know she mentioned that she knew the movie well, and she knew a lot of that dialogue was straight from the film.
You know, and I've seen that, but those are the ones that the movie's based off the books, like Lonesome Dove. It's almost
right.
Verbatim to the book, but it's his book, so.
Then that would be different. And that's why I made the joke, you know, was the screenplay written by her? You know, because then that would explain it. But no, it wasn't. So, you know, this doesn't look good.
Yeah, and I know people will write books based off of movies, but they'll say that they based it off a movie. Like
so
when the
credit.
End of the West series
exactly.
came out, they wrote a book on it after the series came out. And when Danielle Steele wrote The Promise, was based on a movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
which
and you
I
give
thought
the credit.
Was the way around.
You get the permission.
Wasn't.
Yeah, if you're going to pull dialogue right out of the film, then you need permission from the people who own the rights to that.
Right.
You know, so, yeah. Well, maybe she got that permission. We don't know. I really don't know. I don't know.
But she even... Because I got it on Kindle, so it really doesn't tell me what the book's about. So I Googled it, and she said that she's trying not to have it be like Tombstone. She said that, you know, men that are obsessed with Tombstone are saying, you know, well, I wanted more of the action. And she says, well, I didn't want it to be like Tombstone. I just want you to get a sense of Doc's life. And I felt like I got more of a sense of Wyatt Earp's life reading the book than I did about Doc Holliday.
And that makes me wonder whether or not she actually got permission to use some of the dialogue from the film. You know, because why else, if you didn't want it to be like the movie, then, or maybe some of this dialogue is attributed to him in other, somewhere else.
Right. You know, he could
like
have really said that. They used it in the
right.
movie, she used it in her book.
In the book, exactly. Like if it's documented that he's actually said these things or whatever. So that's another possibility.
But I don't think there'd be so much of it.
Maybe not. But yeah, this was skim to finish for me because it's a Cove pick. I didn't, you know, I never really like to give up on them, but I just skimmed through to the end, and I didn't really see it changing from the first 200 pages that I read.
Yeah, I didn't. I mean, I read it, but I was actually looking forward to it. I do like Westerns. I haven't read many, but I watch them, and I want to read more Westerns, but for some reason, I guess I like being brought into the action, you know. In the Lonesome Dove series, he brings you into the action. You're there. You see it. You're not kind of being told a million different things that at different times. And
yeah, and I don't mind Westerns. If there's a good story to, you know, hold my attention in that setting and with that way of life, and, you know, that's fine. You know, I'll read anything, but... yeah, this one wasn't that.
Yeah, and there are times it's like, you know, with Wyatt Earp, you know, something happened with his mouth, why he wouldn't smile, but it didn't tell you what until closer to the end when he found out with his altercation with his dad. Oh. And then you're wondering, well, does that have something to do with it? And then it isn't until Doc sees him, oh, you had something happen, I'm guessing around the age of 7. Which, how would he have known the exact?
But wasn't Doc working on his teeth? He was doing dental work with him, and they never brought that up. That was like earlier on in the book.
Well, that was throughout the book, and that's another thing. It was like, it seems like they've known each other for years, but really it only happened in a really short time span.
Right.
Because it was, you know, a matter of weeks. He came in, he heard about this good dentist. He went and saw him. I mean, it's just, it was so long and drawn out.
So he
goes, and it's just really spaced out. Oh yeah, that's right. Wyatt had problems with his teeth. He went to go see Doc. Okay, now back to the teeth thing. But he had to get a partial denture, I guess, for the front, and he had a couple filling. She went to a lot of detail about Wyatt Earp's teeth. But yeah, he had a couple fillings in the back, and he needed to cut down on the sugar. And so it. You know, he
this
had
must have some significance in the Old West, you know? I don't know.
And it cost a lot of money, I remember, because, you know, he said, wow, that's expensive. And he's only paying him, like, you know, $2 a week. And someone was going to kill him. He's like, oh, no, you can't kill him. He owes me a lot of money for his teeth yet.
Oh, God. Well...
I feel like that was the part that I got the most detail out of was
his teeth, his dental records. And then the whole legend of the big fight that, the big gun or shootout or whatever. I mean, I don't know. Why is Doc Holliday a legend in the Old West?
I don't know.
I don't know
I
either.
I feel like I didn't get that action. Like
exactly. I didn't get it either. I mean, it seems that he was a dentist. He had tuberculosis. He, you know, gambled. He had this girlfriend. He drank to try and ease his suffering. And I mean, I don't get it. And this whole gunfight thing, I wasn't even interested in long enough to, you know, read till I got to that part.
And where was it? Like, it just, if this was the, which is pretty much the only thing I've read on Doc Holliday and Wyatt Earp, I'd be like, why?
Exactly. That's what I'm asking. Like, why, you know, I want to appeal to our listeners. We have a lot of people who listen to our podcast and comment all the time, and we so appreciate it. So if you guys have, you know, heard of, even if you haven't read this book, which you probably should have read the book if you're listening to this. But if you haven't, or if you have, and you know, you know, you're familiar with Doc Holliday, please tell us in the comments why, what's up with the legend thing, because we don't get it, us, we too.
Yeah, based on the book, it doesn't show why he's a legend.
Yeah, you know, what's all the fuss about?
I mean, if I lived at that time, yeah, I'd want him for a dentist, you know?
Exactly.
He was gentle, and he can make a baby not cry, but...
Exactly.
That was all she really, really got into, his being a dentist. And, you know, I do like parts where he was talking about him being from Georgia.
Uh-huh.
And about the, you know, how he doesn't pronounce his R's and just kind of how he was talking about different words and how he talks different.
Right. He's got that accent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this Kate Well, I got the movie. I have the movie Tombstone. I just never seen it yet. And I'm reading the back of the thing. And Kate's not even mentioned in the summary on Tombstone. So I'm wondering, wow, she was such a kind of a main character in the doc book, but doesn't even get a mention in the summary of Tombstone.
And yeah, in the summary
weren't even in the book. And I'm like, wait, is this the same?
Exactly. And I think in the summary on the book cover, on the book jacket, it refers to her as his unforgettable companion. So I got the impression that, okay, this might be a little Bonnie and Clyde thing, or, you know, but I don't know. They were like partnered up. She helped him, you know, get the gambling thing going. But, yeah. I just didn't see what was so legendary about their relationship.
She was, to me, just a whiny harlot.
Yeah, and temperamental.
Yeah, like she'd complain he was too skinny. She'd complain because of his girlfriend back in Georgia, which he's never going to see again. And it's just, she keeps whining about the same things over again. And like one minute she's all in love with him, the next she's screaming at him. So I'm wondering if she has bipolar or...
Yeah, I know there was a part where he told her to get lost. And then, you know, she came back. She got mad and left or whatever. And then she came back. And he was like, you know, okay. It was like he could take or leave her. That was the impression I had gotten at that point. Like, you know, he wasn't like madly in love with her or anything.
And then I guess apparently he was with Belle, but it's kind of, she mentioned that later on, but didn't really talk about that. But I thought Belle was really stupid and annoying.
I don't think I got that far. I don't know who Belle is.
Well, she was the daughter of somebody. But she was an idiot. Like I couldn't picture him spending more than 5 minutes with her just talking to her, and he'd be like, okay, you're stupid. But then I guess the stupid females were an icon. I think back then kind of the Marilyn Monroe type.
Yeah.
Thing.
Okay. Well, those are our thoughts on Doc by Mary Doria Russell. And we thank you for listening. And again, leave us your comments and tell us what you think about Doc Holliday and the legend that he is. Why he's such a legend. We'd love to know. And stay tuned for next month's episode. We'll be discussing Unsaid by Neal Abramson. See you next month. Bye.
Bye.